All right, kids, in today's show, we have news about new voyage dates now available for Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser, if you got a large fat wallet. Opening dates have been revealed for the new villas at Disneyland Hotel. Headline news, trivia, and so much more on this week's Disney Parks Podcast.
Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast with your hosts, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times. And get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
All right, kids, welcome to this week's show. We got a lot of entertaining things to discuss this week. Did you do anything Disney or Disney related this weekend, James?
I was at Disney Springs briefly, but not long enough to say I did anything Disney related this week. I was kind of busy.
You just zipped in, zipped out?
Yep. Zipped in, got in the parking lot, realized it was spring break this week, went down there for 2 minutes, grabbed a coffee, and said, I'll be back.
I'll be back when all the college kids are safely tucked in their beds. Oh, gosh. Yeah, we didn't do anything Disney. I can't remember what I did this weekend. It's all a blur. Anyway. All right. Hey, I have to first say thank you, James, for joining us this week again. I appreciate that. I appreciate you. So, number one.
Thank you.
Number two, if you have the chance and want to get two extra shows, go visit us at patreon.com/DisneyParksPodcast. And we have two extra shows. We got a show called the Extra Magic Hour Show, where we just pontificate about whatever is fun and interesting. Like, this week is Disney pricing. Should it go up? Should it go down? I don't know. You'll have to listen and find out. And we do a show about Disney Plus. So we try to grab a couple of news stories and talk about things that are happening on your Disney Plus. We assume that everybody's still subscribed after the first 3 years of their 23. Yeah. So, all right, James, what's the first story?
First story of today is new voyage dates available for the Star Wars Galactic Star Crasher Cruiser. On March 7th, Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser voyages will go on sale. I don't know what the sale is there, but sale.
Right.
We'll go on sale for dates October through December 2023.
Right.
The voyage calendar will be updated on DisneyTravelAgents.com with the new availability through December 2023.
Very cool.
Still out of my price book.
Yeah.
No offense. I want to see it.
They would have to like half this thing. Half it.
I think they already half it. They have to half the half.
I'll take a third.
And can I just stay on the Star Cruiser? I don't want to go to Batu.
Yeah. 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 I don't know. Can I just run around the bridge doing crazy things?
Trying to fly. Learning how to
paper space. What does this
switch do? Ludicrous speed.
Exactly. All right. Hey, next up, opening dates have been revealed for the villas at the Disneyland Hotel. The villas at the Disneyland Hotel will celebrate the magic and creativity of storytelling through a blend of contemporary designs and carefully curated pieces inspired by stories, characters, and world of Disney animation. This will be the fourth triple four diamond landmark Disneyland Hotel, located just steps from downtown Disney District and Disneyland Park and Disneyland, California. The lobby will feature a one-of-a-kind mural created exclusively for the villas at the Disneyland Hotel by Disney animation artist Lorelei Beauvais, known for her work on classics such as The Prince and the Frog and Encanto. The villas at the Disneyland Hotel will have 344 whimsical-themed rooms, including Duo Studios, Deluxe Studios, and 1 and 2 bedroom villas and grand villas. Each includes modern, just like home amenities with touches of Disney magic sprinkled throughout the themed Walt Disney Animation Studio, like the Jungle Book, Sleeping Beauty, Prince and the Frog, Fantasia, and so much more. Guests can even soak up some inspiration during their vacation at the vibrantly colored mid-century modern hangout for the entire family. So here are some dates to keep in mind. Wednesday, March 15th, DVC members can begin to book their rental reservations by calling member services at 800-800-9800. Thursday, March 16th, Disneyland Resort Magic Key Holders can start booking rental reservations by contacting 714-956-6425. And then on Friday, March 17th, the rest of the world can make a reservation. So if you don't apply to the other two, you have to wait until the 17th and hope that there's some kind of rooms left. You can do that by
2024.
You can do that by also contacting 714-956-6425. And guess what? The villas are limited in availability and subject to restrictions and change without notice. Have you seen pictures of this, the grand villa that faces like the park area, and it's two floors, kind of like Bay Lake, with a dual fireplace that you can see from the inside and the outside? Have you seen that?
I have not. I'm gonna have to look that up.
Yeah, you got to go look at
it. It looks really nice.
It's calling party.
Uh oh.
I hear a party going on there.
Uh-oh.
Pay for the points. How much could it cost? $3,000 a night?
Somewhere probably in that room. Still cheaper than the Star Cruiser.
Still cheaper. And we can stay longer.
For sure. We can 2 nights.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. All right. What's next, James?
I don't know. Have you seen this yet? I think we are going. For the first time, Disney Parks take center stage at SXSW 2023.
Yeah.
Last week at South by Southwest, a conference and series of festivals celebrating convergence of tech, film, music, education, and culture in Austin, Texas, Disney Parks Experiences and Products Chairman Josh D'Amaro shared how we use storytelling and technology to create happiness for our guests.
Cool.
Josh talks about how Disney Parks tells stories through tools, immersive environments, and sensory-provoking food such as those wonderful cookies you smell in Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
And music, visual effects, and interactions with Disney characters. Josh invited several Disney Imagineers on stage with him to showcase the innovation that goes into Disney storytelling. One highlight was a brand new prototype robot. They showcased publicly for the first time. The robot pushes the boundaries of what characters can do in Disney experiences, and marks the next step forward for Imagineers robotic advancements. It makes dynamic maneuvers, including falling down, getting back up, as well as a somersault. Have you had a chance to see this yet, Tony?
I didn't. I saw pictures of the robot, but I didn't see it actually in action.
The video is extremely impressive.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. Yeah. And I also didn't see any video of the Hulk. I just saw a picture of the Hulk. So
I did not see the Hulk either, though.
Yeah. Yeah. So, hey, listen, you know, I would love to see more things, characters walking around the park. Trash. What's going on? I can't get this thing to work tonight. There we go. Trash. There was Wally. There was Lucky the dinosaur. I'd love to see some of those things back, you know. And I granted, they're expensive, right? You know, but I think it adds and separates Disney from all other theme parks, right? because you can't go to Universal and see a walking Mario around, at least not yet. That may be coming soon. So I think that's the differentiator for them, and that's where they should, you know, spend their time and money if it was me.
I don't disagree. I would like to see what they innovate in all the parks, not just separated and spent in just one park that we'll have to travel to see. Yeah. And maybe not all of us will be able to travel to see it.
Yep. Yep. Agreed. All right. Hey, they made an announcement. Destination D23 2023, prices, sale dates, and panels have been announced. D23 will return to Walt Disney World a little bit earlier this year. They will be here September 8th through the 10th, not in November. It will be a 3-day fan event hosted by D23, the official Disney fan club, with exciting panels, exhibits, shopping experiences. Destination D guests will also hear firsthand stories behind the magic and moments in Disney history from people who live them, and even get a few sneak peeks into the future. I can see your future. A smaller scale version of Anaheim's biennial D23 Expo, Destination D23 panels happen one at a time, meaning all guests are guaranteed entry into every presentation. Literally, you sit in the Fantasia Ballroom for 8 hours every day. I've been to many of them, and it's, you know, bring a cushion because those chairs are not comfortable. Only D23 Gold members can purchase tickets for Destination D23. Memberships start at $99 a year. But admission to this wonderful event,
Wonder Trove, is, drumroll please,
$329 per person plus a $7 processing fee. Really, Disney?
Plus airfare, plus hotel, plus stay.
You're going to charge me to process my credit card? Really? You couldn't include that in the price and make it like $340, whatever? Anyway. Now, this year, for the first time in forever, they separated the audience. So there's a section up front, which is called preferred seating, and that will cost you $549. Per person with a $7 processing fee. And tickets began yesterday at 1 p.m. And I bet if I were to go on there right now to look, they are sold out.
They're sold out.
Yep. Yep. Disney will offer discounted hotel rooms at the Kenton Contemporary Resort, because that's where it's being held, and the Grand Floridian for D23 attendees. I guess you're going to have to prove that you have a ticket. Guests can be booked at the reduced rate through a link in their event confirmation. Well, there you go. That's how they're going to know. Josh D'Amaro's park panel will return. It's one of the most anticipated panels of the D23 Destination D. Will be hosted by, guess who? Josh D'Amaro.
Josh D'Amaro.
Who's the chairman of Disney?
They're bringing Bob in for this one.
Well, they can bring Bob in for this one because this Bob is accepted by the fans.
By the fans.
The other Bob got booed off the stage. Actually, he didn't even show up because they were afraid he was going to get booed off the stage. And he would have. Yes, the park panel is great because they talk about all the new things that are coming. They talk about, let me phrase that. They talk about a good majority of the new things coming. They say the really good things for the expo. Throughout the weekend, renowned figures important to Disney's legacy will share their insights into the company's 100-year history. Some of the recently announced panels will cover the early days of Disney, weird moments in Disney history. Becky Klein will do that. Walt Disney's spirit of optimism and the Disney you didn't know. More panels and special guests will be announced soon. Attendees can also shop at several pop-up shops from fan favorite establishments such as Mickey's of Glendale. Mickey's of Glendale is a shop on the Imagineering building that only Imagineers can shop at. Now, there's a store on the studio lot called the Studio Store where they sell things, but it doesn't say Imagineering on it. That's only sold at the Imagineering Store with an Imagineering ID. So if you want some of these cool things that they get, that is the place to go get them. In addition, Walt Disney Store, Walt Disney Company Store will also make its East Coast debut with exclusive employee and member merch. And the Ink and Paint Marketplace will feature items from some of Disney's product partners. So that's cool that they're bringing the company store as well. That's the one I was talking about on the Burbank lot. Very cool. Have you ever been to one of those, James?
I have not. It would be interesting, but I might have to rain check this one.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
that's a little bit of a...
$329. A big pill to swallow.
It's a little bit of a pill, and they don't provide lunch.
No, they do not. They do not. They will sell you a lunch, but they will not.
For sure. Not provide at Narcoosie's.
For $79 per person.
Plus tax.
Plus tax. And a $7 processing fee for your card.
And a tip for the valet.
And a tip for the valet. Take the monorail. You don't have to valet then.
There you go. Yeah, stay at the main parking.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right, what do you got there? What's next?
We have the usual, most anticipated 2023 Swan and Dolphin Food and Wine Classic. Dates have been released. I have not done this yet. I've heard great things about it, but I have not done the food and wine at for Swan and Dolphin.
I've done it a couple times, and it's more the portions are smaller than what you would get at Epcot Food and Wine, and it seems to be more liquor forward than it is food forward. So
okay,
just my
The Food and Wine Classic returns Friday, November 10th and Saturday, November 11th, 2023. Tickets are available now at foodandwineclassic.com. Food and Wine Classic treats guests to a street party with unlimited tastings of culinary selections from the hotel's award-winning restaurants, including its newest restaurant, Rosa Mexicano, set to open this spring. This food-filled event also includes bottomless wine, beer, beverages, samplings from around the world. The event rounds out with live entertainment on the hotel's causeway, fun-themed areas such as Chinatown, Beer Garden, Bubble Lounge, and a carnival corner, as well as interactive food and beverage seminars led by the hotel's expert team. So let's go back to the new restaurant. Where is this restaurant, Tony?
I'm not sure where that restaurant is going to be. What left the Swan and Dolphin?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Is it is not going to the reserve, is it?
I don't think so. The reserve's got a different restaurant. It's only got one restaurant.
Yeah, only got one.
Yeah. Set to open in spring. I don't know. We'll have to find out and report back.
Have to take
yeah. The first couple times I went to this, it was like $79 per person. I don't think it's $79 per person anymore. I think it's like $140 or maybe more. So
I think that was the last I saw was around. That yeah. sounds about right. And yeah. then you can do a package deal if you want to stay.
Stay, yep.
At the hotel.
Yeah. yeah. Listen, if you're going to drink, it's probably a good idea. You don't want to be driving home.
Yes, I don't disagree.
All right, James, last week's trivia question was this. Disneyland Park opened its gates on July 17, 1955. On that historic day, who do you think was the first person to buy an admission ticket to Disneyland? The answer is Roy O. Disney. Yep. And the Disney Archives actually has that ticket that Roy bought. In their archives now. I've actually seen it. Pretty cool ticket to see. All right, this week's question. We didn't have any winners for that, so nobody gets anything. That's it. How many times has Sleeping Beauty's... This week's trivia questions. How many times has Sleeping Beauty's castle, that's the one in Disneyland, they have a drawbridge that actually works. How many times has it been raised and lowered? How many times do you think that's been raised? If you think you are smart enough to know the correct answer, send that to DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com. All right, Tron Light Cycle opened up, and now they have a new kiosk open. It's called Energy Bites. It's opening up near Tron Light Cycle Run because you're going to need food because the line is going to be out to the front of the park. So they are now offering you a new snack kiosk called Energy Bites, opening very soon near the entrance to Tron. Disney announced the new snack spot would open in Tomorrowland near the Tron attraction. The new kiosk will be called Energy Bites, Disney says. The menu drew inspiration from the futuristic environment of Tomorrowland. The new food and beverage kiosk will serve breakfast items, savory snacks, sweet treats, and beverages. Now, why just breakfast and nothing else? Interesting. Disney chefs designed some digital dumplings, I'm using my air quotes here, to pair with the Tron attraction theme. These come in two variety, buffalo chicken and beef and broccoli. The digital dumplings, beef chicken combo, chicken dumplings, blue cheese powder, and cayenne pepper broth. The digital dumplings, beef and broccoli, consists of beef dumplings, broccoli, pesto, and ginger soy broth. So I guess that's your savory.
Say that five times fast.
Exactly.
That was all.
Yeah.
Digital dumpling.
Digital dumpling. Of course, Disney comes up with that. For a sweet treat, Energy Bites will offer something called the strawberry isoform. According to Disney, this makes a refreshing treat with the sweetness of the strawberry ice cream mochi, graham crackers, and a little bit of cheesecake foam to finish it off. They're starting to get with the foam again. I love it. In addition, a watermelon refresher can be purchased at this new food and beverage location. The watermelon refresher comes with wazoo and ginger. Disney states that the refresher will be perfectly accompany to the other items that are going to be sold. At this time, they have not given any specific date on when this will open, but Tron opens on April 4th. I am assuming this is not going to open that far after it. So we'll have to give it a try. Got some new food.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Want a digital dumpling? Now, do they just like
one
email
day
it? Do they just email it to my phone or airdrop
you
it to me?
Print it, airdrop it into your mouth, print it out, and airdrop it.
Wouldn't that be great if they had a food printer? If it could print the food?
You just eat the paper. It tastes just like it. That.
I'm going to copyright that. I got it. I got
better,
it.
Food better hurry printer. Up.
I'm going to food print food.
There we go.
All right, Mr. James, what's next?
Breakfast extras eliminated at Topolino's. The longstanding policy allowing diners to order more than one entree from the breakfast menu at Disney's Riviera Resort has been discontinued.
Ouch.
Oh, no. More extra bacon.
Ouch.
We're not doing that. The character breakfast at Topolino's Terrace recently implemented some policy changes. While many other character dining locations feature buffet or family-style all-you-can-eat cuisine, Topolino's provides guests with shared muffin basket and a choice of entree for a flat fee. The list of entree selections includes breakfast staples like quiche gruyere, sour cream waffle, and wood-fired butcher steak. Each small side item like polenta or a choice of breakfast meat. However, diners were permitted to select a second entree to accompany their meal. For instance, you could choose the two eggs any style or their primary item with a waffle on the side or French toast brulee with a side order of fruit. The ability to order a second menu item was not simply an informal, little-known policy benefiting those in the know. Often, servers would explain the policy to designers before taking their orders. Wow. Policy has since then been discontinued. The character Breakfast at Topolino's Terrace features an experience from Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, Donald Duck, Daisy Duck. It is currently priced at $45 per adult, $29 per child, with a 10% discount offered to Disney Vacation Club members.
I was there a couple times. I think only once I ordered more than one thing.
I think I've been there, yeah, maybe twice. I don't think I've ordered any extra ever.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Maybe, well, two reasons. One is Disney wants to save costs, and two, probably nobody knew about it, and the servers weren't saying anything, so nobody was ordering. Just they should have just pulled the policy. Nobody would have known about it.
Yeah.
I would just let it pull it and let it quietly die. Nobody will know. Hey, talking about Tron, when Tron opens up on April 4th, guess what? It's going to have a virtual queue. So, and the one at Guardians is going to stay in place. So, apparently Disney found out how to run two queues simultaneously. Good for them. That's fantastic, Disney. You're so smart. Let's talk about this. So, standby line will not be available for Lightning Lane, be available. And Lightning Lane access will only be possible via individual attraction purchase with pricing to be announced. I am going to guess that's going to be on the high end, closer to the $18 range or more. This way it will discourage you.
I've heard rumors of more than that.
Yeah, I agree. That's the only way. So don't go there on April 4th and think that you're, going to get on Tron. Unless you get a virtual queue. So,
because the virtual queue will be in the parking lot.
Yeah, exactly. There are three times that you can do a virtual queue for this one. One is at 7 a.m. Guests do not need to be in the park when they join. So set your alarms for 6:30. Get everything prepped. Get your finger on the button and be ready to pull the trigger at like 6:59 and a half, because tick, once it goes, it's gone. That's the way these things come. The next one will be at 1 p.m. and guests will be in Magic Kingdom Park to join the queue. So the first one, you don't need to be in the park. The second one, you'll need to be in the park. There'll be a third opportunity at 6 p.m. Additional opportunity to request to join the queue will be at 6 p.m. on a select dates during extended evening theme park hours. A benefit for registered guests staying at a deluxe resort or villa. Sorry, value people. You got screwed. Wow.
No love in the value department today.
No, not at all. Guests will need to use their My Disney Experience app to enter this attraction. A standby queue will not be available. Each guest can request to enter the virtual queue no more than once per day. So that means don't do it at 7, 6, and 1, because you can only do it once per day. And make sure you have your entire party queued up and ready to go on the app when you go to make the reservation. Extended theme park hour guests will need a valid admission and a theme park reservation for the same park on the same day to experience the extended evening hours. If they can make that any more complicated, they would. But they would
never. I was going slow to follow that one myself. The same park on the same day with the same thing.
With the same reservation from the same room.
In the same area, the same location.
From Walt Disney World only. Don't be coming from Tokyo to ride this.
Although your chances of flying from Tokyo and getting it then, you might still make it.
Hey, if the plane's got Wi-Fi at 7 a.m., you might as well do it.
Hit the button.
Hit it. You can go. All right, that's all we really got there, kids. Some interesting things, but let's talk about some headline news.
And now, the headline news.
All right, first up, Disney Cruise Line's Lighthouse Point is going to open summer of 2024. Kind of coincides with the new ship, the Treasure. Interesting. Huh. So, the treasure, I'm assuming, is going to be going there. This is a good one. Raise your hand if you're a fan of the Dole Whip. Well, guess what, kids? It may be coming to a grocery store. There's a rumor that Dole Whip is going to put a Dole Whip and some other Dole flavored ice cream in the freezer section of your grocery store. So
find them right next to your Mickey bars.
Exactly. Mickey bar and Dole Whip. Ding, 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 ding. Hey, Disneyland Avatar area is going to be amazing as the one at Walt Disney World, according to Bob Iger. We haven't seen plans yet. They'll probably roll that out at D23, Destination D this year. So you'll have to see. Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser is going to downgrade to partial weeks this fall. So they believe this fall they're not even going to be able to fill this little puppy up. So why don't you just let people stay there and not... I don't know. It's a big concrete box that they paid a lot of money for.
A lot.
Wow.
A lot.
We've had this person on the show, and he passed away recently. Disney legend Raleigh Crump passed away this week. If you can, I'll see if I can link up to our show with Raleigh. He was a very interesting dude. Everything started with a cute story. Hey, I got a cute story about that. So that was kind of like his tagline. I will also post a friend of ours, friend of the show, has a whole interview with Raleigh that was behind a paywall, but he's now putting it out for free because, you know, Raleigh was a pretty cool dude. If you ever remember at the World's Fair, the big tall tower with all the little spinny things, that was created by Raleigh Crump, along with many, many, many other things. But it's very sad to see him go. The villas at Disneyland Hotel are opening up September 28th, so go get your reservation while you can. The funnel and the bow thrusters for the Disney Treasure have been delivered to the shipyard, so that's good. We now have a funnel and some thrusters. We're getting there. Disney
can
World
go can go forward.
Yeah, or sideways, depending on which way the thruster is pointing. Disney World continues removing all their 50th anniversary merch from the Magic Kingdom. Bye bye. Actually, there's a permit by some steel company, and we believe it's they're going to take the 50th off the castle. That's where the permit is for. So, there's a rally. I think this was the other day. There was a rally planned for Walt Disney World cast members, employee pay, and other area. Universal is doing better than Disney. So there was a rally. All the cast members were going to meet in the Magic Kingdom parking lot, and you know, not show up to work that day. I don't know if it happened. I didn't pay attention. I just thought it was interesting. You know, it's interesting, probably for the first time that I can remember, that the union said no to the pay increase Disney was doling out. So maybe they're upset that they're not being paid fairly, you know. Disney CEO Bob Iger says that Disney will continue to listen to consumers about pricing and value. And I would tell you this, go listen to our Patreon show. We're talking about it.
Yep.
Anybody
here's
drive?
A good one.
What?
here's a good one.
Yeah. Anyone drive Apopka, Vineland, and you know there was the Crossroads Shopping Center that was right at the
big
end of Hotel
Desert
Plaza Boulevard. It was going to be an exit off of I-4. It was going to take you right into Hotel Plaza Boulevard. Guess what?
It's
Florida Department of Transportation thought it was not deemed necessary. I would think that DeSantis had a direct input into that decision. I think the board of the Central Travel Tourism District or whatever and DeSantis said, no, why are you getting guests directly from I-4 into the parking lot of the place you hate? So now
so
they're going to make it some kind of
big
turnabout
circle
thing.
On ramp.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Big circle on ramp.
Because that made sense.
Because there isn't one right
on the other side.
Yeah, 10 feet down the street.
Going the other direction.
Going the other direction.
And that works.
Yep. I don't know. They destroyed a whole shopping center for this, and that's sad. Hey, former Walt Disney Imagineer lead Bruce Vaughn came back to Walt Disney Imagineering as chief creative officer. I had some discussions with him a long time ago at an expo. He's a really nice guy. I guess he left Disney. I did not know. But now he's back, and he's the chief creative officer. So that's pretty cool. And that's it. That's all the news we got. Nothing else interesting. No? You got nothing, James?
Nothing new. The new restaurant at Disney Springs is coming along. I guess I hear there's a release date for summer this year.
Yeah.
So we'll know more about that when we get there.
Yeah. Another food place at that end of Disney Springs is worth it.
Yeah. You know, it's not congested already.
Yep. Hey, kids. Thanks for joining the show. Please go visit us at patreon.com/DisneyParksPodcast. And then go visit our friends over at Destinations to Travel, D2 Travel. You can do that by going to DisneyParksPodcast.com/D2Travel. And they will help you book your next trip to wherever you want to go. And it doesn't have to be just Disney. It can be anywhere. All right, kids. That's it. We want to thank you for joining and thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc. are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
Like a boat out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through.